The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
In the context of our discussion before the break on the looming budget and the looming general election, we talked about a possible date. November 15th, I think, is still kind of knocking around. The perceived wisdom seems to be it might or might not be on that particular day that we go to the polls. However, whenever you will be going into that booth to tick that little box, you will want to do so informed. So Sean Defoe, for the last few weeks, our political correspondent, has done a brilliant job. He has talked us through the policies and politics of all the main parties in this country, what they stand for, what, in essence, you are voting for when you go into that booth. So like I say, we've had lots of the big ones. Sean, who are we talking about this week?
So we're going to look at two of the smaller parties, the Greens and Solidarity People Before Profit, both facing fairly difficult tasks ahead in the general election to come, where a number of seats of the Greens are almost certainly going to drop seats and People Before Profit going to be a bit squeezed as well.
Okay, so let's do what we did with every other party we've looked at so far. Let's look at the big policy areas, and we'll start with housing and the Greens. What do they say?
Yeah, the Greens, kind of difficult to separate them out from the rest of government, isn't it, when they have been the smaller party in particular. So the Greens are a part of the government, obviously, and they back the Housing for All plan and the things that are contained in it. And what they will be arguing when they get on your doors during the election is that they were the push behind cost rental and this cost rental model that has been introduced over the last few years, albeit on a pretty small scale, but with ambition to ramp it up, that there is, you know, government subsidised affordable rental accommodation out there. That is going to be one of their big talking points. And also the retrofitting schemes. And they probably don't get enough credit for the scale up in retrofitting. I mean, every single day, when I'm driving into work or whatever, I see another van out somewhere installing solar panels or doing some sort of work on a house. It has seriously ramped up in the last couple of years, and that's something that they will claim. Even when you're watching TV, Kieran, you can't get away from it. Room to improve. How many times did they come to them this year and they have this absolutely mental big budget, and then they say, but actually you can get 25 grand off for this, 25 grand off for that, and do your attic for next to nothing. So that's going to be one of the big things that they are there on. And then obviously you've seen the Greens having this row on the tax on undeveloped land as a good example of where they're going to push back and separate themselves out from Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. NASA Horrigan saying not to go ahead with this and to delay it as Jack Chambers initially planned would be like withholding food in a famine. Not to, you know, make an overly exaggerated line out of this.
Okay, so People Before Profit, not visited by the same constraints of being in government. So what are their housing plans?
No, and I feel, you know, somewhat realistic plans might be something we don't really see from them throughout this series and when they actually go and release their manifesto. But they do have a 7-point plan on housing that they released earlier on in the year ahead of the local elections. Those 7 points being have a state construction company, so stop giving away state land, basically, and have the state do it himself and contract builders. A use it or lose it policy on vacant homes, whereby the state would use compulsory purchase orders to buy those homes and give them to local councils if they're not being brought into use in a certain amount of time. They want to ban no-fault evictions. They want to ban on short-term lettings like Airbnb. And they want rents to be capped at 25% of household income. They want to use all of these to push house prices down to close to an average of €300,000, similar to what Mary Lou McDonald said last year and got slated for. And also, again, as I mentioned previously, another point, stop selling off public land to developers and raise the threshold for public housing, so for being able to get onto a housing waiting list, to 60 grand joint income. And then finally, their 7th point, cap mortgage interest release and cap it at, cap mortgage interest rather, not relief, cap the mortgage interest rates at 3%.
Okay. So those are their housing. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll go on to health. Let's stick with People Before Profit for the moment. What would they do with the health system?
Yeah, so again, the health one, and one thing we found throughout the series is distilling it down into a series of points is quite difficult because health is so unwieldy, and a lot of the parties are sort of avoiding getting into some of the specifics. But a few from People Before Profit: make all primary care, including GP visits, free for everyone. So not just the GP visit cards as people would have at the moment and the medical cards, but GP visits and primary care is free. Add 1,000 acute hospital beds and 100 ICU beds. Eliminate hospital parking charges. I think actually that will be a pretty popular one, because there is nothing worse when you are sick yourself, having to go in for treatment or go in for a surgery or whatever, or your relatives haven't come with you, and then you come out and you have to pay another 30 quid, or if you're in for a 5-day spell, 150 quid over a few days in hospital parking charges, and then reduce the drugs payment scheme threshold. This seems to be something a lot of parties are cleaving onto. Half it they want to, from 80 to 40 euro a month. So this is where you don't have a medical card or don't get a GP visit only card. This would mean any prescription drugs, you don't pay anything beyond 40 euro essentially.
Okay, Green Party then. Again, like housing, they are in government, though they do not have ownership of this particular portfolio. So what are their health policies?
Clinging to Sláintecare, like a lot of them are. They support Sláintecare and want to see Sláintecare fully funded, even though we're 7 years into a 10-year plan that has yet to be even closely remotely achieved. And it's sort of become, I think, Kieran, a way for parties to cover not having any great answers on health. Yeah, we support Sláintecare. That's what we support. And you know, because it was an all-party thing and agreed by everybody, that's fine. There's very few who disagree with it. One policy I did like, actually, but I wonder how achievable it is from the Greens. They want to have a school nurse in every primary and secondary school with a responsibility for education children in preventative health. Now, the idea is great in that you would get more education in school about how to maybe eat healthily or exercise or all these different things, so that you build healthy habits earlier in life. Where you would actually get these nurses, would they have to be fully qualified nurses? Would it be someone in a teaching role with maybe a separate qualification? I don't quite know, but the idea of it is there. And they also take, as you might expect from the Green Party, more of a focus on having a healthy environment and what that can do for our healthcare overall. So reducing air pollution, soil damage that is impacting the nutrition of our food, things like that.
Mm. The budget upcoming, what if kind of they held the reins of power on their own, would the Green Party do when it comes to personal taxation?
It's quite a carrot and stick approach from the Greens, and they've obviously bought into this idea that was led by Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil to lower income taxes and index the higher rate of income tax so that people aren't paying more. But when it comes to the specific ones that they support, the undeveloped land tax obviously is one example, not delaying that, but also taxing environmentally poor behaviour, driving a car and other bad behaviours, and then doing the opposite with reliefs on electric vehicles, for example. So what people saw during the early days of the war in Ukraine and the inflationary crisis and the cost of energy spiralling is basically what the Green Party wanted to do over 10 years, but just done in 2 months. And it caused everyone utter consternation. But their policy has been for a long time to increase carbon taxes and increase pour that money into retrofitting and other things that they bring in with it. So that's something there. Also an interesting one from the Greens. They've wanted to have, it was in their manifesto the last time around in 2020, they want to have a universal basic income scheme set up by 2024. Now, that's obviously not going to happen. This is the idea that basically everyone gets a social welfare payment of a certain amount, and it's graduated depending on how much you earn. It sounds like a bit of a mad idea in that everyone would get a payment. It wouldn't be means tested. Everyone is getting something out there. And they have actually trialled it in the arts. Catherine Martin brought it in, where a basic income was brought in for some artists. I think there was about 2,000 artists who had been getting a payment for the last 18 months. So it's something the Greens were very big on the last election, but has kind of gone away, and I imagine would cost quite a lot of money actually.
What would People Before Profit do with the tax system?
Oh, are you ready for this? Raise corporation tax. Yeah. Raise corporation tax to 20%. A wealth tax of 2% on all accumulated assets for the top 5% of families. A 4% tax on the profits of all pharmaceutical companies and private healthcare providers. Tech taxes, so presuming this is taxing at Twitter and other tech companies, or X as it is now, to fund RTE and public service media to the tune of €1 billion a year. Increase capital gains tax to 40%. Increase employers' PRSI, and introduce an aviation tax on commercial planes to the tunes of €700 million a year.
Right. I don't quite know where to start. £1 billion for RTE. Good luck. Anyway, what if you had to describe the kind of the USP, the unique selling point, how they will position themselves to the electorate? Sean, how will they do it? How will the Greens do it?
So the Greens are kind of in danger of losing theirs. They've always had it. They're the environmental party. They're the Green Party. They want to make things better. They want to stop the rise in fossil fuels and everything that's destroying the planet. But isn't every party kind of environmental party, or at least most of them, other than, you know, a small group of independent TDs, in that they've all jumped on to some level of environmental policies, particularly in the last 4 years. So they've kind of lost that. And it's interesting that Roger O'Gorman, after he was elected Green Party leader, was saying they need to go and develop some other policies that are standalone green policies away from climate. And he kind of gets the sense that what was their unique selling point really isn't there all that much anymore. People for Profit, on the other hand, they have a very simple one. Left as left can be. If there's one thing that you can absolutely say about them, they do not compromise on their beliefs, no matter how much you might disagree with them. And they have the lovely benefit of realizing that they're probably never going to be in government, so they can stick to their beliefs without having to compromise them by going into anything so dirty, as Charlie Haughey might have said, as a coalition.
Well, listen, that is the Greens and People Before Profit, how they are likely to position themselves with an election looming mid-November is the perceived wisdom. It certainly seems to be, though no date firmly set in the calendar yet. We've gone through the other major parties. We've gone through Sinn Féin, the Sock Dems, Labour, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, and that leaves who, Sean? Who are we going to talk about next week?
We have one last episode to get us done, and we are talking about AIM2 and the Independent Ireland Party. Are they independents? Are they a party? I'm not sure, but we're going to find out next week by getting into their policies. And could I just scare you with one little fact as we go into this? We're probably only 5 or 6 weeks away from the election being called.
Oh, God almighty. Sean, let me get through the budget, will you, first, before you kind of bash me over the head with timelines like that. Anyway, our political correspondent, Sean Defoe. Sean, as always, thank you very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.